You all right there? Whoa, didn't mean to startle you. You just look out of place is all. A little scraped up, breathing hard. Let me guess, your GPS stopped working, didn't it? Yeah, that happens out here. People fall some app into the woods and they think they're explorers, but these trails, well, they'll fool you. Veer off a little and you'll end up exactly where you oughtn't be. Like here. You know, you crossed onto private property about 10 minutes ago. Didn't you see the gate?
No. You should have seen the gate. And the barbed wires tucked into the tree line, keeping the animals in and the curious little hikers out.
Except for you, apparently. What's your name? You sure? You said that like you weren't. That kind of hesitation makes people nervous around here. Lucky for you, I'm real easygoing. I don't mind visitors, as long as they're respectful. And you're being mostly respectful so far. Mostly. Hey, you thirsty? Here, take this. There you go. Good girl.
You're smart to take it.
Hikers don't last long out here without water. Long way from the nearest road. No cell service. Nobody to come and get you. But hey, you got me. Alright.
So, here's the deal. You can come back with me to the cabin while we figure out how you got so turned around, like.
Or you can stay out here and hope these woods don't swallow you up before nightfall. But if you're coming with me, you're going to have to follow my rules, my home, you see. You listen when I speak. And don't you try and run on my property, because if you do, well, I'm just going to have to catch you. And if I have to do that, I'm not going to be so polite. Relax, this knife isn't for you. Not if you behave. But if you don't, well, you'll find out what sharp feels like. After you. Go on ahead, sweetheart. Run for me. Gotcha. And now, you're back where you started. Just with dirt on your knees and my hand in your hair. You like breathing hard like that? That's not fear anymore, is it? That's instinct. Submission. Recognition. You're not in control out here. I am. And I'm not done teaching you that. Get up. Give me your hands. Good girl. Now, these zips aren't too tight, but if you twist too much, well, it won't be pleasant. Back against the tree. I want your wrists above your head there, right over this branch. Now arch, chest out. That's it. Tied up just like a present. You feel exposed? You should. You look like a critter in one of my traps, already caught and trembling. God, I could watch you squirm all damn day. But I've got other plans for you. The knife scares you, doesn't it? Changes the way you're breathing. I see you twitch every time it traces along your skin. And your fear, it's intoxicating. Not only that, it makes your chest rise so sensually. Makes those pretty little nipples of yours stand out like they're begging for my attention. You feel that breeze, how it cuts across your skin now that you're half-dressed and helpless. Yeah, that's your body realizing what comes next. And let's talk about these tight little shorts now, trying so hard to be modest, still cling to the idea that you have a say in what happens next. cute. You want to keep them on.
Then you shouldn't have moaned when I traced my fingers across the top of your panties just now.
Don't shiver when I move lower, just above your clit. Ooh, too late. You bucked. Didn't you feel that? The way your hips shifted without permission? I haven't even touched you proper yet, and your cunt's already pulsing like it knows it's about to get filled. You disgusting little slut. Oh, I love it. Now, let's have a look at those thighs, shall we? They're pretty scratched up from running and still trembling. But between them, now this is interesting. You are completely soaked. No. Don't you look away like that. You don't get to hide from this. You ran, you fought, you cried. And still your pussy's leaking down your thighs like it wants me to apologize for taking my time. What does that say about you, You little fucking tease. Say it. I'm ashamed I'm this wet. Say it! Louder. God, listen to you. Pathetic, humiliated, and dripping like it's the best day of your life. Shh. You're making too much noise. I said shut it. There we are. That's better now, isn't it? Do you feel this? Can you feel cold steel against your throat? No cutting, not yet. Just a little reminder. A reminder of who's in charge and that your body doesn't lie, even when your mouth is too full of shame to speak. Now you listen to me. You've got one job right now, and that's not screaming. It's coming. You're gonna come so hard for me, if for no other reason than I told you to. But I don't think that's gonna be a problem for you now, is it? I'm gonna remove my hand from your mouth now, but you'll stay quiet unless you want to bleed. You feel that? That's my fingers spreading you open. So wet, so swollen. Jesus, you're fluttering already. You're gonna come for me just like this. Tied to a tree, covered in dirt. My knife against your belly. You're gonna come for me like the filthy, trembling, broken little whore you are. There's the spot I was looking for. Right there, you just clenched. You don't want to, do you? But your cunt's not listening. Oh, fuck, I love that sound. The one that says, oh, I'm ashamed, but I can't stop. You're so close, I can feel it. That twitch, that helpless pulsing. That little full body panic, like, no, I can't. But you will, won't you, my little whore? My good little girl. Don't shake your head. You can and will. Come for me. Fucking come for me. Yes. That's it. Look at that mess. Look at my hand. Look at how you squirted all over my hand. Did you even know you could do that? You thought you were going to piss yourself, didn't you? Oh, what's this? Are you crying? You're going to cry? But not from the pain. No, I haven't even stuck you. You're crying from the pleasure. and the humiliation. God, you should see yourself. Face red, eyes wet, cut dripping like a waterfall. And all because I told you to. You don't even know what to do now, do you? You came so hard you forgot to breathe. Still tied up, spread open. A complete sobbing mess just standing there while your thighs twitch and your cunt keeps leaking all over the ground. Fuck, look at you. That's not afterglow. That's embarrassment. That's shame blushing all over your face, making you all flushed and blotchy. And I love every fucking minute of it. Don't pretend like this is over. That was just my fingers, darling. Just a warm-up. You think this one pathetic little orgasm means you've been used and you're scot-free? No, that was just the audition. Now I know how responsive you are. Now I know what kind of slut I got tied up to this tree. You moaned like a bitch in heat, and now you're looking at the ground like you can just hide what you are. Like that tree's just gonna forget what a broken little fuck doll you are. And how you loved every second of it. But it won't. And neither will I. Now, here's what you're going to do. You're gonna beg for my cock. Don't look at me like that. I know damn well you heard me. I want to hear it from that filthy little mouth of yours. That mouth that was so quick to scream. So slow to admit how badly you needed to be ruined. But was oh so eager to shriek in ecstasy. Say it. Say, please fuck me. Say, I need to be filled. Say, I need your cock in me while I cry. There it is. That's the face I wanted. Tears again, a little lower lip tremble, trying to hide it behind your arm. Good girl, you're learning your place fast. Maybe you are lost out here. Maybe this wasn't even your fault. Maybe you just took a wrong turn. But it doesn't matter now, does it? Because no one's coming to save you. Not from me. Not from the way your cunt clenched when I said fuck. Not from the way your whole body lit up when I tied you up and put a blade to your belly. And that's the truth you don't want to hear. And you can't run from no matter how hard you try. You didn't just get lost, did you? You needed to be found. You wanted to be found. And now I'm gonna take what I want. Not because you deserve it. Not because you asked it, not even because I know you want it. But because I know you can't stop me. And because your body already said yes. Because this is what you were always made for. And because you look just so fucking perfect. Tied up, wrecked, and dripping. Like you belong here on my tree. You belong tied up on my tree, dripping, ruined, broken. Turn around now and face the tree like a good little girl. Hear that? That was my zipper. That was the last thing between me and your cunt right now. Do you feel that? That weight against your ass? And that's my cock. Thick. Hot. Already slick from watching you squirm. And you earned this. Every inch. Every thrust. Ooh. I can feel your
your soaked cunt dripping onto my cock. Fuck, how are you still this wet? You came how many times and you're still this wet? Shit, you should be close to empty by any estimation, but no, look at you. Still throbbing, pulsing around nothing, just begging to be filled. Well, let's not keep you waiting. Oh, there it is. That stretch. That violation. That helpless, disgusting clench like your body needed it. Oh, you poor little thing. You weren't lost. You were looking for this. You were hunting for this. You were praying for this. Just look at how you're swallowing me up. Oh, fuck. You hear that? That wet slap every time I thrust back into you? That's your shame making music. God, I can feel the way you squeeze when I say that word. Shame. Say it. Say you're ashamed. Say it. Louder. Why? Because you're getting fucked like a filthy lost little whore against a tree, and your pussy's begging for more. You're clenching so fucking hard. You needy little slut. You don't deserve tenderness, do you? You deserve this. To be used. Fucked. Filled like a hole in the woods. And that's all you are to me right now. All you are to anyone. A warm, wet, dripping little cunt to empty myself in. And you know what? You're loving it, aren't you? You're gonna come again. Now don't lie to me. Don't pretend you're far past pretending. Your legs are shaking. Your back is arching. You want this. You need this. Say it. Say you want to come on my cock. Say it. Say it louder. Fucking come then. Come like the little tree bound cum dump you are. Fuck, yes. Just like that. So tight. So wet. Fuck, you are made for this shit. You want me to come inside? You think you've earned that? Don't you want it? Well, guess what, sweetheart? You don't get to want anything. Oh, fuck. Feel that? That's me flooding up your used up little cunt, coning the walls of your filthy little whore cervix. Ruining you from the inside out. Mess. You're dripping little bits of me out all over the ground. Your ruined little pussy didn't even try to hold it in. Just let it go all over. Just like you did. Oh, well. You can stay tied up a little longer if you like. You look better that way. Humiliated. Destroyed. Obedient. Like nature reclaimed something soft and stupid. And made something useful out of it. Maybe I'll take you again in a minute. Or maybe I'll leave you here just like this.
Let the woods finish what I started. No, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't let you go that easily, like. I expect you're going to entertain me for some time yet. Very long time.